Governor Cuomo has been negotiating with the legislature to try to come up with a package of gun control measures to be put into law later this month. But in recent days, Cuomo and Senate Republicans have been trading press releases that reveal the depth of their impasse. Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos issued a plan that would strengthen penalties for illegal gun possession, as well as mandatory minimum sentences for those who commit crimes using guns obtained unlawfully. Senator Skelos also wants to strengthen the law that permits involuntary outpatient treatment for the mentally ill in some cases, known as Kendra's Law. Cuomo is seeking further restrictions on assault weapons, but the Senate plan does not include those provisions. The governor says the Senate's plan does not go far enough.
It misses the mark, pardon the pun, to put out a plan that doesn't ban assault weapons with what we've seen.
A spokeswoman for the Senate Republicans shifted the blame to Assembly Democrats, saying they are refusing to even consider tougher penalties for those who commit crimes using illegal guns and are blocking any strengthening of Kendra's Law. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver calls the charges an outright lie and says Assembly Democrats have been working with the governor for the past 3 weeks on bills that would both ban assault weapons and stiffen penalties for illegal guns. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a longtime supporter of restrictions on assault weapons, spoke in December, shortly after the Newtown, Connecticut incident.
I would hope that the tragedy lives on for something positive, and that would be the passage of some bills that would restrict the use of guns in New York.
Cuomo says he's now likely to include his gun proposals in his State of the State message on Wednesday. The governor has not introduced a specific plan, but he's talked about further limiting high-capacity ammunition clips and banning new types of assault rifles. Some Democrats have advocated for the micro-stamping of bullets to better trace guns used by criminals, but Cuomo says that's not likely to be in the package. And the governor says he'll go to the people to build consensus for his proposals if he can't get agreement in the Senate soon.
My guess is gun control is going to be that type of issue, probably more so, because it is a very divisive topic.
Democrats in the Senate support a further crackdown on assault weapons, but their power to pass legislation in that House is hindered by a splinter within the party. Five Senate Democrats and the breakaway Independent Democratic Conference are in the process of forming a governing coalition with the Republican senators. The rest of the Democrats will have minority party status and likely will not have the ability to automatically bring bills to the floor. Meanwhile, the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, says he's reviewing the state's pension fund investments in gun manufacturing companies.
In the wake of the Newtown shootings, we are assessing our holdings in gun manufacturers.
The controller estimates that the multi-billion-dollar state pension fund has around $150 million in limited holdings of gun manufacturer funds. He stopped short, though, of calling for a divestment.
Like any reasonable thinking person, we have concerns about this issue, and certainly as a public fund, we feel a particular responsibility to having a handle on where our money is and. We always like to say that we want to do well for the fund and do good for the larger community as well.
DiNapoli and his staff are beginning a more extensive review of the pension fund's gun holdings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.